Hello and welcome to Talking Talkies. We're your host Benny.
And Mino.
And thank you for joining us. So before we get into talking about the movie that I'm so glad that Mino brought back into my life, because I have not thought about this movie in a while and she saw it recently and now we're discussing it. But before we get to that, to our listeners, if you haven't already, please be sure to click the follow button so that you can get an update when a new episode drops, and give us a rating on your favorite podcast platforms. And if you're not familiar with the show and you're listening for the first time, well, first of all, thank you. The premise of the show, it's very simple. It's a movie podcast. We talk about our favorite movies, and once in a while you see us talking about movies from different countries and different languages. So stay tuned, give us feedback or any comments. We always appreciate it. And we do dive into the movies we talk about, so there will be spoilers ahead. We always recommend that you watch the movie first. And so it'll be more fun if you know what we were talking about. So please be sure to check out the movie. We can wait. And then you can get back and continue listening to this episode. All right. We're going to dive into this movie featuring one of my favorite actresses across industries and languages. It is one of the most unique love stories, one of the most unique romantic films that you'll ever see. The movie is The Beauty Inside.
오늘 만났던 여자를 내일도 다음 주도 다음 달도 만날 수 있다는 건 내게는 기적 같은 일이었다.
오늘 좀 불편하게 생겼지?
근데 어떤 모습일 때가 제일 싫어?
이수야.
반말 하지 말아줄래? 계속 오늘 같으면 좋겠다. 나도 지금 모습 그대로.
This movie is a 2015 South Korean romantic comedy starring Han Hyo-joo and a multitude of actors portraying one character, and it's based on the 2012 American social film The Beauty Inside, starring Topher Grace and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. The premise is very simple. A man who wakes up every day in a different body falls in love with a woman. Now, the film itself was moderately successful, both commercially and critically, and it led to a failed attempt to remake the film in Hollywood, starring Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones fame, but a more successful attempt to remake it as a K-drama in 2018. I'm actually shocked that India has not tried to remake it in any of the languages. So
I'm wondering how they'll pull this off in Bollywood. I really don't know how they pull this
You know
off.
Why it wouldn't do too well in Bollywood or in any industry? Because and this is, I think it segues really well into our first discussion point of this film, which is the whole concept, you know, of loving the beauty inside, of overcoming superficial, you know, perceptions, and instead loving the person for who they are.
I mean
there have been movies on this topic in different industries. I mean, the two that stand out for me, one is this Hollywood film, Shallow Hal, starring Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow, where to the vision of the main character, Jack Black's character, he sees the woman as a very attractive, you know, like she's slimmer, whereas in reality, she's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And in the Tamil film, I, directed by Shankar and starring Vikram and Amy Jackson, the main character, Vikram's character, becomes disfigured, and how the girl still loves him, well, towards the end of the film, she still loves him for, you know, who he is. So there have been movies on this in many industries, including in industries, but it's not always, it doesn't always make for a successful formula,
Yeah.
because you have to buy the premise, right? And in reality, how many people would do that? Maybe it's a
True.
cynical point of view for me, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Mino, on this concept that they use for this film, because you don't see it often, and it's fun to watch if it's really well made, but
Yeah.
it does lead to some interesting questions, like, in reality, like, how would this work, and how would the world be so accepting of it? And this film does actually a pretty good job in tackling some of those questions.
Yeah. I mean, first I was sucked into the movie completely, the whole plot and how this is going to span out. And I think the success of this movie, or the fact that the plot, you start, I'm not saying it's relatable, I couldn't relate to it at all, but I could sympathize, or I could understand what's going on, or the complexity around the person's condition in this movie. Though my practical self was constantly like, how is this going to work in real life? This is never going to fly ever, because the partner is going to be in constant stress, and that is also captured in the movie. So when we come to it, so I was so conflicted in terms of my practical mind, and my emotional mind was constantly at battle, because I do want to believe, and I buy the concept, that all that matters is how the person is from within, and the person doesn't change with for you. Doesn't matter how the person appears on the outside. It's a very, very strong concept, and it's what we look for, right? So, you know, when they talk about love at first sight, or when they talk about falling for someone's beauty, etc., at the end of it, you'll see many romance stories, or novels, or books, or films. There will be, in, or take the famous story of the ugly duckling turning into swan. The whole concept is, it's all about how the person, ultimately the nature of the person will count. Ultimately, the conversations you have with the person count, because as you age, the physical appearance, everybody's going to age. You're not going to stay beautiful all your life. So to me, this concept was, how do I say, the concept was perfect, in terms of you have to love the person from within and not go by the outer looks. But the practicality of what they've shown in the movie, I really struggled with. Like,
Yeah, there are two facets to it, right? Because this is essentially a comedy. Now, if they took this concept and redid it through the lens of, let's say, a social drama, now that's different. And they
completely.
probably would have focused on more realistic aspects of it. But this is at the heart of it, it's a comedy. It's kind of it's obviously fantasy, right? It's a
Yeah.
f romantic fantasy comedy. And so you have to suspend disbelief. I mean, that's,
Yeah.
you just know going into it. If you try to dig deep into, wait a minute, how would that work? Like, how
Yeah.
would this work?
It's never gonna fly.
Right.
Yeah.
Within days, I mean, like that, he would not have lasted that long without nobody knowing, except like his
Exactly my
mother and
point.
friend.
Yeah, exactly my point.
He would have been found out very quickly, and it would have
Very
been
easy.
like, I mean, like he would be studied. In labs,
Yeah,
probably. So
exactly.
no, the film, I mean, the film itself, I think the concept and the execution was great, knowing they gave you exactly what you would expect from
Yeah,
this kind of film. So
I agree.
in terms of the idea behind it, the principle behind it, I think it's good, because it actually is a very good topic of discussion, and I think it's beyond the scope of this, because we are really talking about the movie, and we're
Yeah.
not going to dig deep into, the principles of it all. But I just thought it was fascinating, because a lot of movies, not just romantic movies, but a lot of films in general, like to explore human beings and the way they will react, or
Yeah.
the way they will adjust to certain things. Right, certain extraordinary situations, let's say. And this film took essentially that concept and raised it to essentially ask, hey, let's see you, how would you respond in this situation, be it from the shoes of Woojin or be it from the shoes of Yisu. And so I thought it's a great concept of, the simple premise that most people would accept is, yeah, I'm not going to like someone or have a relationship with someone or be friends with someone just because of how they look. But in this case, if this was in reality, like that's the real test, right? Like, how long do you stay with a person when you don't know how they look every single day? So it tackles the superficial nature, but it keeps it light. It doesn't go too deep. It explores some, which we'll talk about later in this episode. But at the end of it, we go and watch movies for entertainment. And I thought this movie gave us a little bit to think about, but mostly focused on the entertainment part of it. So I was glad about that.
But I also thought the movie got really emotionally heavy in the last half, probably 30, 40 minutes, because when you understand what Yisu's struggle is, I think
Yeah.
that element was
It's funny,
great.
you messaged and posted to social media saying you cried in the last 30 minutes of the film,
I
and I was like
cried.
thinking back, I was like, what happened in the last 30 minutes? And not because I wasn't like emotionally drawn, but it's been such a long time since I watched this film, and I remember bits and I remember one scene, the last scene, very
It's
well,
beautiful.
but the scenes leading up to it, because it's been a really long time since I saw it. So that's one of the reasons why I revisited this film a few days back, and I was like, yeah, this movie is good. This movie is what
It's
it is.
very
So,
good. It's very good. Also, I think credit to Han Yu Ju's acting in those scenes. Because she's the only constant in the film.
exactly.
Okay, she's the only constant in the film who has so much screen space in that 2-hour movie. And her emotional range. I mean, we've spoken about it. We've talked about it on Moving. We've discussed it. You've come and discussed it in the first episode that you did on Crash Landed on K-dramas, how much you love her and why you love her, and I totally get
I will
it.
discuss her on episodes that has nothing to do with her, so.
So for me, I think because this was such a I think this was a demanding role and she elevated it 100x. I don't know. I mean, there are great actresses, definitely, but I can't picturize anyone else bringing to this role what Han Yu-ju brought. I think she just elevated the movie for me.
I want to talk more about Han Yuji, the actor, in a little bit. But before that, like you said, she's like really the main character in this in a weird way, even though she's not the one who's changing. Mainly because, from a technical point of view, and this is why this film is so unique, because in a romantic film, you have two leads, but in this, there's one lead, and then all these actors doing these, putting in these cameos and then walking away. And we're going to talk about that too, like the cameo of actors in this film.
It's top
So
notch.
yeah, it was all on Han Hyuk's performance, and I think that's why this movie worked so well. But let's get to one of the big scenes in this film, because that also is a good point of discussion. It's that, okay, we know this concept, this boy, this man, like when he turned 18 is when this condition started. Like every time he goes to sleep and then wakes up, he wakes up in a different body, right? Like it's, and there's no restriction. It could be a child, it could be an old man, it could be a male or a female,
Female,
Korean, non-Korean, so it's literally, he has no idea of how he's gonna look the next time he wakes up. So obviously he cannot have a big serious relationship with anyone apart from his best friend and his mother. And so he eventually falls in love with this girl, and he somehow tries to make it work briefly. He strikes up this great plan that I'm not going to sleep, which in theory is actually a great idea, but
But that's
you know that you
never
can, yeah, you can't keep that going for long.
No.
So
You'll either end up in the
obviously,
hospital. That's what will happen to you. So there's no way.
so Woojin, the main character who is going through all of this transformation, has this developing the relationship with Hanyu's character, Yisu. And so eventually he realizes he can't just like ghost her. And so he decides, okay, I am gonna have to let her know the truth.
Yeah.
And so the scene where he finally he in a woman's body reveals to Yisu, and it's funny because when I watched it the first time, obviously it was such a long time ago, and I didn't remember like how she acted in it, but obviously this time I was paying attention to how Han Yuju was portraying the immediate reaction. Like
Yeah.
someone is breaking this huge news to you, they have all the proof, they're showing this video, so you can't deny it.
Yeah.
And so like what would you do in that situation? So I thought it was like a good question for myself. Like, how would I have reacted in Yisu's shoes? And so I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that too, because personally, if it was me, if you have the proof, then I can't say no. Because first, obviously, I would think it's an elaborate prank. But if you know everything that we did together, and if you have the video evidence to show all the different characters that I have encountered, in the recent past, and I probably would say, okay, I need some time to process this and like leave, in which she kind of did, but in a more kind of frazzled state. But I think, and I would like to think, again, we'll never ever have to deal with a situation like this because this is purely fantasy, but I would think that I would go back to that person. If I truly love that person, I think I would go back. Now, of course, there are challenges to it, which we'll again get into it, but how would I react? I think I would have reacted very similar to how Isu did. And again, credit to the writers and Han Yuju for bringing that, for making that believable. Like, this is how a normal person would react. But yeah, that's how I thought that was such a good scene and good performance, especially on rewatch. So what did you think of that?
So first I'll talk about the scene and the actress, because Chun Woo-hee, who plays Woo-jin in that particular scene, who comes as the young intern in Yisu's furniture shop and tells her, "Can we have dinner? Do you have some time later in the evening? I want to tell you something," and then shows her the proof and is the big reveal. One is I loved, because Woo-jin is this soft-spoken person, right? Because he's had a lonely life, he's just had one friend, and he cannot talk about himself to anyone, reveal himself to anyone ever, because he doesn't know what shape and form he's going to turn up the next day when he wakes up. So he's a loner, and he's found this person who he has deeply fallen for. But Chun Woo-hee's mannerisms were the exact same as it was of. So Park Seo-joon plays the character where he meets Hee-soo and starts dating her, right? For 3-4 dates they go on. Other than the fact that it's Park Seo-joon and Chun Woo-hee, who are two different actors, actresses, like there's zero similarity in terms of how tall, short they are, how they look, etc. You could see the expressions and the eyes were emoting the exact same thing. And this stays consistent, by the way, throughout with all characters, but mainly five or six of the top guys who are there, top actor, actresses who are playing Woo-jin are there. And to me, the desperation of Woo-jin to seek that Yisu understands and accepts his condition and still bees with him is so evident in that whole scene. But I'm with Yisu. It's a shock. I couldn't have dealt with it at all. And I'll be very honest, it's just the way I'm wired, Benny, and how much of practical my mind works in terms of the challenges I'm gonna face. And I like to, the one thing I want in my life is a stress-free relationship where I'm going to spend the rest of my life with
Mean,
that one person.
consistency, right?
I look for,
Yeah.
I need predictability
Exactly, yeah.
in a majority of things. I love spontaneity. I'm not saying no, you need to have that. But not to this level where I don't know who's going to wake up beside me the next day, whether it's going to be the same gender or not. It's too much for me to handle as a, it's just the way I'm wired. I cannot deal with so much change every day and trying to readjust my whole life every day. So kudos on Yisu. If she went back to him, I would have called it off there and then. Like, let's be friends. Sure, we can catch up, but I don't think I can spend the rest of my life being with you as a life partner.
You're right. Practically, this would not make for a good ending, right? Like, Like you said, I think being friends is the most you can do, the
Yes.
most you can be. Because there are some, again, we'll talk about this later in the episode, but there are some challenges that you just cannot, in a real world situation, you cannot overcome.
You
Now,
cannot.
purely from a very romantic, from the lens, like a romantic lens, sure, because then that is that adage, love triumphs over everything, right? It's easy to say,
Very hard to
it,
do.
not everything. Asterisk has
Yeah.
got to be there next to
Because,
everything.
yeah, hear me out, okay? This is a genetic problem passed on, we come to know later, right? His father was like that, which is why he became like that. So imagine if I decide to spend the life with him and you have a child, I don't want to go through that stress. Imagine having your life partner who's changing every day, and then a kid who's also changing every day. Like, I just don't know how his mother didn't break down, to be very honest, when she discovered that the same condition has been passed on to him. So, no, can't. I couldn't. So,
No, that's totally fair. I mean, I'm looking
yeah.
at it from a very romantic perspective. You're
Romantic,
looking at it from
yeah.
a practical
Very
perspective.
practical
So
perspective.
we have covered both ranges. But
Couldn't.
the main, so th obviously the first half of the film is all fun and
Yeah.
romance, right? And then the first crack in this whole relationship appears in that scene where Woojin asks Yisu to find him in the
Oh.
crowd. And I remember watching it th immediately thinking that's a terrible
Well,
idea,
yeah.
right?
Horrible thing to do. Horrible thing to do.
I mean, like, literally imagine you're being in a sea of strangers
Yeah.
and not knowing who it is. It's one thing to be like kind of romantic about it and having known already who it is, but I mean, that is it was a very fascinating way
Yeah.
in one scene to identify like the biggest ch practical challenge to this whole concept is if you don't know how that person looks,
How will you?
like there's nothing predictable about your life. Like literally, there's nothing you can plan about your life. There's nothing you can organize. Because if you have some big events, right, which they're, like let's say you have a birthday party to attend to in it next week, and that person turns up on that day as like some
Yeah.
foreign child, let's
Yeah.
say,
What will
you
you
can't
do?
have, like, you cannot have other friendships where they don't know what's
Correct.
going on with you and your partner. So there's just too many, and I think in this scene, and again, full credit to Han Yu-ju, who conveyed that sense of unsettled,
Yeah.
right? Because it's one thing when he comes and like holds her hand and says, "Yeah, this is me," but when she's kind of forced to
Yeah.
guess where that just by looks, like she had zero chance.
No.
So I thought that scene was in a very understated way conveyed the big challenges
Yeah.
in this relationship.
And my thought went to, and again, like I said, I'm seeing it from a very practical perspective. Women face so many challenges any which ways, right? In our daily lives. Imagine if somebody with a sinister mind discovered this condition of her boyfriend or her husband. And whatever, stalks off, finds out nuances and does the exact same thing that he does. You know, they hold the hand. How would she ever know? How would she not be taken advantage of? So to ask her, find me, I thought was just terrible. And the second thing I realized is, see, until this time, your sympathy as an audience is sitting with Bhujan. That, oh, he's a loner. Oh, he doesn't have friends. Oh, he's finally found someone he loves. Oh, somebody's going to love him for the rest of life. Your whole sympathy is sitting with Woojin, and nobody's giving Yisu's life a thought as to what challenges it will bring into her life. It's not, you remotely don't even think. And it is this scene where it hits the audience that, oh my God, when you start thinking from Yisu's point of view, imagine not knowing how the person you love is going to look the next day. There is a brief moment. I don't know. Is this before the party where he comes as the most handsome guy and everybody, her boss is flawed, or is it after the
I
party?
think it's
It's
after. I
after,
think it's
right? Yeah.
after.
So even at that day, in the morning, he wakes up as an old lady and he's like, oh, not today, which is what you said. She can't plan anything. So he goes to sleep again. And luckily, he wakes up as a handsome guy. But imagine if he hadn't, if he had woken up like an old guy, or he had woken up like the middle-aged man after Park Seo Joon wakes up on the tube, who's also another great actor in K-dramas. And he was in Kingdom as the prince's best friend. If you remember. So my point is that you don't know. Hisu doesn't know if he's gonna turn up and as whom in the party. So that's why this scene where I think hit me really hard. I was like, oh my God, nobody's given a thought to what Hisu's life is gonna be like.
I
And
mean,
Han Yuju's face was just brilliant in that
I
scene.
don't
Oh,
want to be at
she's
the
a
receiving
star.
end of that.
Look.
That anger, that was
Yeah.
like so well done.
And it's so well done because just her personality, she's generally soft and sweet and caring, right? She's a very shy and nice, happy-go-lucky kind of a personality, very soft. And she doesn't yell or scream. It's just she has this anger and more about how unsettled she's showing on her face. Like, how could you do this to me? It's more upset than angry. And she emotes that wonderfully.
I mean, that's one of the things that I really liked about this movie. It takes this fantasy condition and it showcases the fun aspect of it, which we see for the first half of the film,
Yeah.
and then it showcases like, okay, let's now come back to Earth
Yeah.
and see the real world
Correct.
implications of it, because obviously it shows both perspectives, like Woojin's and Yisu's. And it's funny, like from the perspective of Yisu, yeah, can you imagine like being seen with a different person every
Every
day,
day.
man,
Yeah.
woman, child, foreigner, and it's like in a real world situation, like what do people think? Like people will gossip,
Of
people
course,
will
they'll
like,
think she's the most promiscuous woman on earth. That's
which
what
is
they're
what
going to say
happened
about
to
her
Woojin's mother,
mother.
which is what
Yeah.
was happening at Yuzu's workplace.
Correct.
That's real, and that's nothing fake about that. There's
Nope.
nothing like filmy about that. That is just real life. That's just how society is in any country. So
Exactly. I mean, they'll
that,
just gossip even if you have a boyfriend, right? Imagine
yeah.
if a new man is turning up every day at the doorstep. So imagine her situation. And
Yeah.
come on. Let's face it, how many people is she going to go and tell this is the condition my boyfriend has?
Yeah,
And how
nobody
many
would
people will
believe
believe
her.
it?
Right, exactly. I
So.
mean, the only way you could make it happen probably is if you both of you move to some like remote,
Yeah.
like move to an island or move to the countryside where there's like nobody in proximity, and you've decided that okay, it's just us.
Yeah.
Let's just live the rest of our lives, which can happen. There are people who do that. But in that setting, like in a big city with their friends and family around, like yeah, it was
Impossible.
just non-starter.
No.
And I don't even know if the film does an adequate job of resolving it. It almost felt like, I mean, we'll talk about the ending
Yeah.
in a little bit, but the whole thing is they both separate, and
Yeah.
then Issa eventually comes back to him though. She says, I'm not gonna struggle again, I'm not gonna
Yeah.
take any meds. And I accept you for we I was thinking this is a little too convenient
Exactly.
of
I
an
mean,
ending, a happy ending, but
it was a very sweet scene, and I think Yoo Yoon Suk emoted really well. I quite like Yoo Yoon Suk. He's a lovely actor, and it was a very beautiful scene. But I think if a more practical ending would have been that they lived as friends, like they stayed in touch as friends, and they just got on with their lives, because I just don't see how this is going to work out in a real life scenario. So. Yeah. And the ending didn't sit with me. I felt that they should have separated and gone their ways, and that would have made more sense to me. But
see, no, I agree. That should
yeah,
have been the ending, but I would have hated that ending. And that's the problem
I
with the ending, because that would have been so sad, and I would never have wanted to rewatch it.
know.
But that's the ending and the actual ending in the film It's so memorable. It gives you all the feels. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, romance
Yeah.
survives, you know?
Yeah,
And
in
the
a
actors
fictional
are so
world, Benny.
charming.
In a fictional
No,
world, yes.
exactly. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, I've said this before. We go and watch the movies because we want
Yeah.
to disappear into that world if we actually
Yeah.
do it well. But I mean, you remarked upon Yisu's transformation, right?
Yeah.
About how she transforms from this. She's like living this incredible relationship, but then it starts to take a toll on her.
Yeah. And I thought that breakdown, see, it doesn't hit you. And I think the crux is that one scene, right, which you already mentioned, is where he tries, says, find me. Okay. And I think it's very steady how the breakdown is happening. And that's how it would happen. It's not like sudden reveal of she's going to the psychiatrist or whatever. You can see the cracks developing slowly in their relationship, her expressions changing. And I think to me is where she's finally they decide he breaks up with her, which is also one of my favorite scenes because it also has one of my favorite actors who have a very soft spot for Kim Joo Hyuk. It's just a line or two. He said he realizes her torment because he sees she's taking pills and seeking therapy, and he realizes the torment she's going through, and he says, let's break up. And because she's not going to have the courage to break his heart because she knows he's not going to find anybody to love. And
I
you
mean, he just tells her
cannot.
stop taking the pills, and he just walks away, even though
Yeah.
she's calling out.
Correct.
And that is such a hard thing to do
In
when a
yeah.
person who loves you, you know that person still
Exactly.
loves you, to turn your back and be firm, like, no, this
Yeah.
is the best.
Exactly. Because ultimately, if the relationship turns into an obligation, it does nobody any good. So I think he does the right thing that he calls it off at the right time because it gives her a chance to recuperate and get back to her life. And she comes back and she's crying to her sister and expressing what her feelings are. And the line to me was, is like, I cannot remember his face. And this is so hard. He's probably the love of her life. And she cannot give a face to the person. Which face does she remember? So it was, she doesn't say much in that scene, but just that line and the way she breaks down in her sister's arms was, and I thought their relationship was very cute, the sisters as well. But yeah, full credit to Han Yuju again. I think we
I
will be
mean,
talking about her a lot.
the arc of this character is it's unique because you're supposed to depict, okay, you're the love of his life, this character who has this incredibly unique condition,
Yeah.
but he falls in love with you. So you have to portray this person who is at first charmed by this person, and then you're fascinated, and then you love this person in turn. But then now it starts to take a physical toll on you, and then you think about how society is going to view, you. And then you also live very briefly a life without him now, making you realize, like, I would rather live with him and
Yeah.
face any challenges than to live without him and just always live in regret.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a incredible role, right? Like, because it has a great arc.
Yeah.
And it showcases your comedic talents. It showcases your acting chops. So, I'm really glad they went with Han Hyo-joo, and
Yes.
I'm sure frequent listeners would have heard me bring her up a lot. And I think at this good point, it's fair enough to talk about Han
Yeah.
Hyo-joo, why she's one of my favorite actresses. Because I think I first watched her in this film called Love 911, which, along with this film, makes it, she has starred in two of my top three favorite Korean romantic films, because the other one is My Sassy Girl. And she is such a unique actor. She's actually like a dream package of an actor, right? Like, for an actress to be a successful actress, a popular actress, it starts, ironically, given this film, like, you need to be good looking.
Yeah.
And she has that. And we've talked about this on our other podcast, a plug for our moving podcast. If
Yeah.
you have not listened to it, do check it out. She has the best facial expressions, right? Like, her eyes, her smile. She can convey so much non-verbally, which
Yeah.
is not always the case with actors anywhere. And she can ace everything. Like, she can do action, she can do romance. She can do slow dramas. She's done
Yeah.
a lot of period pieces.
Yep.
So she's like the entire package. She can do everything. I'm curious to see if she can, if she knows how to sing or dance. That'll be fascinating. Make a one-off appearance in some sort of musical. But yeah, that's in everything that I watched since that first film that I watched, which by the way, I highly recommend. In fact, I want to list. I know we've talked about this before, and Vipula on our one of our
Yeah.
co-hosts on the other podcast, that's Crash Landed on K-Dramas, which is Meenal's podcast. But me and Vipula are guesting on. We kind of talked about, well, what are your favorite performances that, or what would you recommend that Han Yu Ju is in? I think it's a good opportunity for people who may have watched this film and seen her for the first time. And as someone who had seen a lot of her work, I thought, let me do a public service announcement and recommend. So as far as movies go, obviously The Beauty Inside, Love 911, which honestly I would say it's really hard to choose between The Beauty Inside and Love 911. Love 911 is a more conventional romantic
Romance.
comedy. I just enjoy it so much because all the actors are charming. The story is pretty straightforward, but Han Yuju is full in her full charm mode. She's great, and the romance is really like great. So, I would highly recommend that one. But for fans of action films, she's probably acted in one of the best action films that I've seen, which is called Cold Ice. She's great in it. And then there's this film called Always, which is another romantic film. There's not a lot of comedy in it, and honestly, I watched it once. I'm not gonna watch it again. It's kind of sad, but it is a great film. And then in TV shows, the three shows that I recommend, one obviously which we refer to is Moving,
Yeah.
but there's also this show called Happiness, which is a zombie show. So if you like zombies, you're gonna like that show. And then W, which I guess is kind of a hit or miss for people, but it's like a comic character comes to life and she falls in love with him. So she has a knack of choosing the interesting people to fall in love with.
I'm actually impressed because I've just seen her two dramas, right? Happiness and Moving. And then I saw
Yeah.
Beauty Inside and Love 911. I think you had mentioned to me when we were, I remember you mentioning it to me when we were chatting over Moving, when Moving was ongoing and we were talking. So I have that on my watch list. So I just think she chooses great scripts because there is a new drama that has come out, which I want to check out. Blood Free. It's on Disney. And the concept is again sci-fi futuristic world. But I haven't read the full plot yet. But it stars, she's cast opposite Joo Ji-hoon, who was in Kingdom, the prince, the main
I
prince.
think you mentioned that, yeah.
And I have seen him in Hyena and I really like that actor. I loved him in Kingdom. So I'm very curious in terms of what this pairing
Yeah.
brings out. So, and I think she just creates chemistry with her
Yeah.
opposite main leads,
Like
right?
that's one of the best things she does because she's great individually, but then
Yeah.
you pair her up, and especially in this film, when she's paired with quite a few of these amazing good-looking actors. She
She's
just
wonderful.
has immediate chemistry.
Yeah, because happiness, I was avoiding happiness for a long time because the main lead is Park Hyun-sik, who is too cute for my taste, okay? Like too cute. It's like, sorry, I can't handle that much of ego in K-drama. Like I'm like, you're a mature guy, like just be mature about it. But he is so different with her, like, and that couple as a lead couple, their relationship is so good in the movie as friends, and then when they fall in love and through the whole crisis of zombies that they're managing, I love that. I think it's one of my favorite pairings. But individually, I will go and watch Han Yu Jun, any other drama or movie. I still won't do
Yeah.
that with Park Hyun Sik. Unless he comes
Yeah.
back again with her, maybe I'll watch. But individually, I'll never watch him in the dramas again. But her, if she's there, I think I will give it a shot. The same
Well,
thing. In Moving, she has amazing chemistry.
yeah.
In this, you see her creating chemistry with everyone. She's just
Well, the
amazing.
thing is, though, she is really good in everything she does.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's got like 100% strike rate.
No. Well, I'm
I've
sure she's
sneaked them
done
off
bad movies.
her. Oh yeah, I mean, I'll help people out by saying you can avoid movies like Believer 2, which is a sequel to a much superior Believer, the first part. There's another one called The Pirates, The Lost Royal Treasure, Ilang, The Wolf Brigade, which is not terrible, but it's just kind of mediocre. So she's acted in some duds, which are just kind of boring as a film, but she usually lights it up somehow. She does her best. And so, but yeah, overall, great actress, and this is a great showcase for her acting skills.
For me, like, my top two actresses have been Nam Ji Hyun and Jeon Yeobin, and I will just watch. Nam Ji Hyun, I've watched every drama of hers where she's been the lead, and Jeon Yeobin also. I try and watch most of her dramas and her work, and Han Yu Ju is right there with them for me
Yeah.
now. Like, I cannot pick a favorite between the three of them.
Well, lest we get caught up in
Yeah,
everything Han Yu Ju, let's dive
the
into the actual main character,
Woojins.
the Woojins, who should have been the main character, but Han Yu Ju kind of justifiably steals the focus from them. Well, it's also challenging, right? Because there are so many characters that portray Woojin, some of them a little bit longer than the rest. But I thought we could just quickly go through some of the main ones that stood out, because it's very impressive that they were able to get a lot of these actors. I mean, a lot of them are very famous now. I don't know how they were when this came out in 2015. But impressive feat by, and I think the director was like a first time director as well, like first
Oh,
time
wow.
movie director. He did like a lot of commercials, I believe, before making like a full featured length film, and which was this. And so to get all these actors in, and I thought that was impressive. I mean, even when you think of the technical challenges, because they had to film different actors like in that same kind of scene. And I was
Correct.
like, man, I wonder how much of
How
a
they
headache this
did
would have been for
it.
like the director, the cinematographers. And I'm like, yeah, this would have been like a pain, but the final product came out well. So,
A shout out to the casting director and to the director, because whilst, or like I said, my observation has been that all the versions, especially where there was those expanded scenes that five, six of them got with her, exhibited, I didn't think I was seeing a different person. The mannerisms, the way they spoke, the way they emoted, the way they looked at her was very similar. But at the same time, every actor brought their uniqueness to Woo Jin's character. And I think this is a balance, because it could have happened that Park Seo Joon could have had this whole flamboyance, or Kim Joo Hyuk could have had this silent demeanor that he usually shows, or this mature demeanor that he usually shows in most of the roles that I've seen him in. And they didn't. They you could, how do I say, you could see Woo Jin in every single one of them. I just loved this. Like, I was not watching a different, I was watching a different per actor portray Woo Jin, but I knew this was Woo Jin. So, and I think that's the concept they were trying to show also, right? For Yi Soo also, she can recognize by the way he talks to her, looks at her. I think that's what they were trying to
It
show,
would have
and I
been
think
super
winning.
weird if one actor decided, oh, I'm gonna go like a little bit more extroverted
Yeah,
and like
exactly.
super like,
Yeah,
and
none of
rest
them
for
did
all.
it. Yeah.
There was a character type that they established, which I
Yeah.
thought was great. So let's
Very
talk about
great.
some notable ones.
Yeah.
Park Seo Joon. For people who are not too familiar, you would have seen him in Netflix's Gyeongseong Creature, Itaewon Class, even The Marvels. He has a small role in that. So first thought for me was he and Han Hyo-joo look so good together, and I checked, and I don't think they've worked together in any other project, which is, I think someone should get on it. They have really good chemistry. So yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
I like Park Seo Joon a lot as an actor. I think he's got a tremendous screen presence. I first saw him in What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, and it's your typical rom-com. It's not like you're gonna go rewatch or whatever. It's just fun, light-hearted show. He plays this narcissist chaebol in it, and he was amazing. Like, his there's a meme around the way he says his aura in that whole series. It's, if you just Google it, he's just wonderful. But he really, really impressed and floored me was in Itaewon Class. His character Park Seo-ri was fantastic. Like, my husband and I watched it together, and we binged it off because we loved his character so much. And just his portrayal and the control he showed in that character was fantastic. I haven't seen Gyeongsong Creature. It's on my watch list. I'll surely watch it for him. I
No, I
think,
watched it. They're doing another season as well. It's one of those rare Korean shows that's going to get another season.
season.
And he's really good in that too. He's like super charming, which is not too hard for him, I think.
And I can't believe what Marvels did to him. I saw the trailer. I'm
That's
like, how could you turn such a great looking guy into? What have you done to him?
I mean, that was just like a token, like, oh, let's include like
Exactly.
an Asian actor for some, Asian market kind of thing.
But yeah, I would recommend people go watch his work. He is a very, very good actor.
Another actor, she's a Japanese actress, Juri Yuno. She was brilliant in her short but important appearance because she is the actress to whom, when Yisu decides to go back after she's initially like brushed off and said, okay, I can't deal with this, I'm leaving
She
and
comes
I don't want to
back.
see you ever again. But when she comes back, that's the actress who portrays Woojin at that particular time, that is Juri. And that's an important one, right? Because she doesn't get to do all the fun scenes. This is like the more emotional and vulnerable scenes, and you need a good actor for that. So I thought they did a great job with her.
And I love this scene because it was so I like it where it's a lot of show and not tell. Is she speaking to her in Japanese? Yisu's character obviously knows Japanese, so she's replying in Japanese. But when she speaks Korean, Bujin understands Korean but can't speak Korean. And when she tries to speak in Japanese, she doesn't understand Japanese. So Han
I
Yuju's
think
character has to talk in Korean to her, and she speaks in Japanese. And it's luckily Han Yuju's character Yisu understands Japanese. It's such a great dilemma that they've
it
shown.
is, but also I thought it was kind of a fun way for Han Hyuji
Of
to
course.
show off the fact that she's actually fluent in Japanese. So she was like, oh, let me show off that I can speak some Japanese in this. Two other actors for me that stood out. One kind of a very, very short appearance was Kim Hee Won, who again, our frequent listeners would know as the PE teacher in Moving. And you'll hear us talk more about him on that
Upcoming episodes.
podcast. But yeah, it was kind of like nice to see. And again, I mentioned this before, it's always nice to see Korean actors appear kind of
Correct.
overlapping in all their other projects. So it was kind of nice to see him.
So while you're talking about the overlap, right? So Kim Joo Hyuk, who plays Woo Jin, in the breakup scene that we already discussed, and Kim Joo Hyuk, must have like he was quite a well-known star. Unfortunately, died in a very tragically in a car accident, very young at 40, I think. But I think from the drama, he made a special appearance in Reply 1988 as the elder Taek when they're narrating the story, and that's how people recognize. But his movie I have seen is Mr. Hong, on which Hometown Cha 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 was based. And he was endearing as Hong Dushik in that movie. But Chun Woo Hee, who we discussed in the reveal scene with Han Yuju, she and Kim Joo Hyuk came together in a mini series Argon, which is just an 8-episode newsroom drama. And this drama, I'm giving it a plug because not many people have watched it. Not many people seem to talk about it. I watched it very early on, just by chance, on Netflix, I think 2021, and we loved it. It's such amazing acting by the entire cast, but Kim Joo Hyuk and Chun Woo Hee are just amazing in that drama. So from my side, these two are plugs for people to watch if they want to watch these two. And yeah, Chun Woo Hee, you should watch her in Be Melodramatic. She's a riot. Like how I feel like an actress when she can ace, or any actor or actress can ace equally emotional and comedy scenes, then they are at a different level. She's like that. So Be Melodramatic, she plays bonkers. She's a riot in that drama. So yeah, these are my plugs for people on the cast in this movie. So I was very happy
Well,
seeing these people.
so in that case, I guess we'll end with one actor who I guess we both have differing thoughts on. Lee Dong-wook, who is the actor who portrays the scenes where he proposes to Yisu, Woojin proposes to Yisu, obviously she is nowhere close to accepting that. And then they have this awkward car ride where they have this conversation about the practicality of it all. Now, I'm not too familiar. I shouldn't say I'm not too familiar. I have seen him in one other show. I think it's called Life, in which he plays the surgeon. I actually enjoyed that show a lot. It's been a few years since I watched it. He was really good. He has a good presence to him, and I thought he did well in his scenes here, because again, it's unfortunate that these actors don't get to do all like the early part where all like the romance and all that comedy stuff. But at the same time, you need actors, like good actors, to for this important scenes. And I thought he did well, kind of portraying the melancholy of it all, and kind of like knowing that she, it's very unlikely that she's going to say yes, but at the same time trying to convince her. And then also he's the actor, you know, who, or the character, he is the Woojin who discovers that Yisu is
Is
struggling
stressed.
and has to take her to the hospital. So it was kind of a hard passage, one of the most hard scenes to watch in this whole movie. And I think he did his job. It was not outstanding. He didn't have to be outstanding. He did his part, and it was just good to see like another familiar face as one of the legends.
So in my view, because I've seen him in like three or four dramas, I've seen him in Goblin, I've seen him in Touch Your Heart, which is a pure rom-com, which is great, and I've seen him in My Girl, which is where I think he became quite famous. It's a very old show, 2005 or 6, something like that. So look, Korean industry, K-dramas or movies is just flooded with actors, like great actors, right? There are very few, I feel like, of all the things, very few average actors, right? Most of them started good. And then you're searching for, because they set your expectations so high and the standards and benchmark. I always go back like, is this person making me watch more of his work? Is this person making me want to rewatch his dramas? And Lee Dong-wook doesn't have that. Like, I don't have that feeling for Lee Dong-wook. He's a good actor. I don't dislike him. I don't love him. He's good. So it's not like he's going to perform badly, but he's not like, for example, in Goblin, there's Gong-yoo and Lee Dong-wook, and everybody praised the bromance and everything. But I was only hooked on to Gong-yoo because Gong-yoo is just phenomenal as an actor. So for me, in an ensemble cast, if you stand out and you make me want, if I want to watch this movie again, there are three actors I will love to watch: Yoo Yun-suk, Kim Joo-hyuk, and Park Seo-joon's scenes. And in the actresses, Chun Woo-hee and the Japanese actress. These are the five Woojins I would go back to. So for me, from that angle, yeah, he did his job well. He didn't do it out. He's not an outstanding performer for me. Good. That's it.
No, I think
So,
that's a fair assessment, and it's just the way that those characters in those particular phases of the film are written. They didn't have to do too much hard work, because Han Hyo-joo is really doing the heavy lifting, because she has to portray this incredible arc, while Woo-jin just
Correct.
has to be gloomy and kind of sad, like
And
emo all
melancholy and
the movie.
But I'll be one thing with Lee Dong-wook, I really like Touch Your Heart, and his character in Touch Your Heart. He was very good at it. I really enjoyed that drama of his. There was Oh Jung-se also, who was brilliant in comedy. So it's just a great light-hearted drama. If people want to just watch without stress-free, when they're having too much stress, go watch the drama. So yeah, it's nice.
I want to talk about the climax of the film, but before that, I guess let's talk about a couple of other notable performances. Because obviously, apart from Woo Jin and Yisu's characters, there are two other prominent
Main characters.
characters who keep reappearing. One is Lee Dong-wi, the actor who portrays Sang-baek, who is Woo Jin's friend. Obviously, it's a familiar face for K-drama watchers, like avid K-drama watchers. Obviously, one of his famous roles was Reply 1988. He's essentially the comic sidekick to in this film. He brings a lot of humor to the show, especially when he hits on Woo Jin when he has transformed into this pretty woman. But also, he brings some heart to it, right? Like, because the day that he finds out Woo Jin's condition, Woo Jin is so nervous and hesitant, because only his mother knows at this point, and he's always had this view that world would not accept him for who he is. And so the fact that Sang-baek just after the
Yeah.
initial shock wears off, he's just like making fun of him and just kind of like chilling with him. That was like really nice. And I thought Lee Dong-wei did a great job in that.
He's amazing in everything, Benny. I do want to go through his whole filmography because I think he's done a lot of serious roles as well, and he's very good in those. But I think two standout performances for me amongst what I've watched is Pegasus Market, which is just with Kim Byung Chul. It's just mindless comedy, but those two are a riot on screen. And I have kept saying Extreme Job so many times because it's just Extreme Job has such a fantastic cast. And then to have these guys come and do what they're so good at, fantastic. So yeah, he's one of my favorite actors in K-dramas. I really love him. So,
Yeah, I
and
mean
in
this
Reply
show.
1988, he was amongst my favorite characters.
I mean this movie has so many good actors. I mean even the mother, the actress who plays Woo Jin's mom, her name is Moon Sook. I mean you mentioned it. You've seen her in
Yeah,
Tunnel
I've
and
seen in
Rascal.
Tunnel.
I've seen both those shows. Rascal was all right. I loved Tunnel. It was one of those K dramas with unique concepts. I was like, this
And
is crazy.
it
I love
works,
it.
right? It works. I love Tunnel so much. I know a lot of people trash it and they're like, oh, it's so predictable. And I'm like, even though it was predictable, it kept me hooked. And I just
No, it
love the
was
cast.
perfect. It was kind of soapy at times, but also kind of thrilling. And I'm like, that's what I go to watch K-dramas for, okay? She was good. I was reading up on her. Apparently, at one point, she was called the Audrey Hepburn of
Whoa, she's got such a
Korean
pretty
films.
face.
I mean, she looks beautiful. I mean, like,
Gorgeous.
I'm not like ageist or anything, but
Yeah.
you know, at her age, it looks like really impressive. So I can imagine.
Beautiful. How
But as
young
a,
she would have looked when she was young, like so gorgeous.
yeah, and her performance in this film is so good because, you know, the when Woo Jin, when he turns 18 and he goes to the shop and he is devastated because he has no idea what is going on, and you can just see from Moon Sook's performance that she is shocked, but at the same time she's
She
not thrown
knows.
off because there's
Correct.
something that she's kind of aware of about this. So,
Correct.
and I thought even like her gentle conversation with Yi Soo,
Oh,
right?
beautiful.
About she because she's been through it, and I thought
Yes.
she did it very, very well. Like she was effective in conveying the real world costs to this. So yeah.
And it's beautiful when comes and tells, and he's turned into a girl and he comes to her, right? Because obviously he's upset after the breakup and he's telling her, and she's like, I knew this would happen because that's what I went through and this is what it put me through. And I think that reveal of the fact that it's a genetic condition hits you so hard because at that point I was like, oh my God, if Isu goes back to him, Isu's going to go through the exact same cycle that his mother has gone through. And that is so unfair on a person. Like, you can't put a person through this. And really, it's not Woo Jin's fault, honestly. But this is a very tough situation, Benny. I keep going back and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how people are doing
No,
that.
I mean, like, again, a unique concept brought to life by some great writing and
Absolutely.
performances by everyone, not just the Han Yu-ju, but, you know, all the other actors who have these short amount of time to really leave an impression. And I thought all these guys did great. So in a really entertaining film, because I don't think anyone can deny it's entertaining.
No.
So let's go through some of our favorite scenes. We don't have to discuss them. I just want to list them out, and if we want to kind of talk about it, we can. But some of my favorite scenes in the film, obviously Yisu's first encounter with Woo Jin, where she recommends his own store to him, and I thought that was such a nice touch.
So cute.
She's so charming and very, very innocent in that. I thought it was great. And then of course Woo Jin, who goes to see her every day at her shop. In all these different avatars. And it reminded me of one of my favorite romantic films from Hollywood, which I don't have a lot of, but 50 First Dates, starring Adam Sandler and Drew
Drew
Barrymore.
Barrymore.
It's one of those films that I actually do rewatch every few years or so because it's, again, it's funny, it's romantic, and Adam Sandler actually works in that in the sense like he's actually really good in blending humor and romance, which he doesn't really get to do because he has to be crazy
Crazy
funny in
all the
every
time.
film. Of course, of late now he's doing a lot more impressive work. But no, it reminds me of 50 First Dates, that whole scene where he goes, she's not completely unaware, but he's just so smitten by her that he just needs to see her like every day. So that was fun. Yisa's sister, we didn't talk about her. I'm not really familiar with the actress, but she was so good. She was so
I love
funny.
their relationship, right? Funny.
I love that whole sister relationship where, especially in bed, she gives Sisu this female condom, and then Han Hyuju is so good. Both of them are so good, but Han Hyuju is so perfect because she's blushing and she's like, no. And then she kind of puts it away, like she keeps it. And Yisu's sister calls her out on it. She's like, oh, you'll say no, but then you'll keep it. So that was a very funny scene.
And that's how I guess the sibling relationship always is, right? It was perfect, accurate. You will trouble them, and when they're emotionally down, they'll be the first to rely on. You'll be the first to give your shoulder to them. I think it was wonderfully done.
There was also Woo Jin in his child avatar,
I loved
because
it.
obviously it's one of those earlier scenes where, like, okay, Yisu's like, all right, that's fine. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? And then it's
Boom.
him as a child, and now it's just like, okay, this is a weird dynamic. Like, how do I treat you like an equal? Do I treat And she like tries to, right, like in a public setting, you have to treat me respectfully.
Correct.
And that whole scene in that where they have having a
Restaurant.
meal together, and then he pays, and it's just like so amusing. And again, another scene where
And the waitress tells him, please call her with
respectfully.
respect. And he's like, oh, that's how we are. It's like really cute.
And Han Hyuju also conveys this whole mixture of like amusement with this whole thing, but at the same time she's like, okay, we'll just have to get through this. And So those were some of my favorite scenes.
Because it's also the initial phase of your relationship, right, Benny? And everything is good. Everything is hunky-dory.
The
Everything
honeymoon
is lovey
phase.
dovey. And it's like you're discovering something new. And then when it settles down and the life hits you, the practicality of life hits you, then you realize what the challenges are. And I think the movie did that beautifully. The courtship, the freshness, and then the reality sinking in to Isu's character. Wonderfully done. And you don't get bored at all. At no point did the movie drag. At no point did any character scene get stretched. It was just the right amount that was needed. So I love the pacing of the movie also, because these topics can get, again, I always fear that it can get very preachy, or it tells too much to the audience, tries to narrate it out. They didn't do that. You are going through the journey along with Woo Jin and Yisu. So you're on Woo Jin's side, you understand him, then you go to Yisu, then you understand her, and then you understand why they can't be together, why they want to be together. It's wonderful. It's constant up and down of emotions. And I watched it on a Saturday afternoon. I loved it, honestly.
What are some of your favorite scenes?
You've covered them all, honestly. And I spoke about them at length, the breakup scene and the reveal scene. Han Yuju telling that I can't remember his face. Man, that line stayed with me for a long, long
The I
time.
cannot remember his face line devastated me. It because
Completely
that
crushed me.
that scene, look, I just want to talk very quickly about this scene because it was framed beautifully, right? Because the camera stays on the sister. She sits on the chair. She's kind of like adjusting herself. But again, the camera still stays on her and she's like kind of being playful about it. And then she stops and she's looking at Yisu and she immediately gets up and walks over to her to give her a hug because Yisu is just slowly breaking down because she understands this is a love that's not gonna work and she misses him, but she can't do anything because she doesn't know who he is.
Exactly.
Because in your
And I
mind,
want
who's
to.
what is the picture that you're gonna keep?
And this is where, so I started the drama this week, because the drama has been on my watch list forever, because they are very two strong leads, actors in that drama, Seo Yeon-jin and Lee Min-ki. So it's been there for a long time. Some dramas you want to watch, you never get around to it. Anyway, so I said, okay, I'll watch the movie, then I'll watch this. You know what they've done in the drama? Two things. She has an anchor personality. So the transformation for her happens only for a week in the month. The challenge is she doesn't know when the transformation is happening. Okay. She gets a feeling and then she realizes, okay, she's transforming. She has two very close childhood friends who are with her throughout, helping her through this, taking care of her, taking care of the rumors, etc., when she transforms and runs away and goes into hiding because she's a famous actress. She's a famous drama and movie actress in the show. Guess what condition the male lead has? Just guess. Just take a random guess. What is the one
Shotgun.
condition where you would see, oh, they're perfectly made for each other? Tell me.
Is he
Say, what
ugly?
should Isu have had to, for her to have a perfectly fine life with?
Like short-term memory loss or something like that.
Face blindness.
Face blindness.
And that's an actual
Okay.
condition. That's an actual condition.
I've heard
And
of it, yeah.
yeah. Face blindness. I was like, perfect. Because he will never know she has changed. And he will recognize her by the other traits. Perfect. This is a perfect plot for a great
Wow.
rom-com.
Didn't think of that. Yeah.
I'll let you know how the drama spans out, but I think this is the twist, and they've made it very lighthearted. I mean, I'm just four episodes into it. They made it very lighthearted, so we'll see
Well,
how it
let's
goes.
talk about the climax, and then we can get to the outtakes, because one of the things that's really memorable about this film is the ending. Right?
Yeah.
Because yes, it's heartwarming, it's funny, it's romantic, but it's also sad. But then now you have to wrap it up. You have to wrap up the movie. How do you tie it all together? Obviously, they go for the happy ending, which is fine. I
Fine.
much prefer
Yeah.
the happy ending. I don't want a realistic ending in this.
Yeah.
And so the three things that, like, even before I rewatched it recently, if I thought about The Beauty Inside, it was always that last scene, which always would pop up in my head because I just love it so much. It's one of my favorite endings in any film because it's very unique, right? But let's start with like the more conventional one. Like she finally comes to the Czech Republic. She knows it's him. He knows she knows it's him, but he's still pretending like
Yeah, he's not the one.
no. But then she comes in and first they talk in English, right? Which is
Yeah.
so funny to me because whenever Korean K-drama actors or characters speak English, it takes me out a little bit
Yeah.
because when you watch like Indian films, for instance, there's a
Yeah.
lot of English words thrown in, which you're
Correct.
used to. But when K-drama, which is like always all Korean, and suddenly they insert English into it, it just takes you out. So
Yeah.
it's funny
But
to
I'll tell you
hear.
what, I find their accent really cute when they speak English. I really find it very cute when they speak English. So
No,
I
it
quite
was.
enjoy their accent.
I loved Han Yu-ju speaking in English because it's something that you don't really hear too often. And so
Yeah.
that scene kind of that leads up, she's kind of talking in English about her, about this person or about this life. And then she slowly walks up to him and then she holds his hand as she
Yeah.
switches to Korean.
Yeah.
And I was like, again, the romantic in me, I was like,
Yeah.
okay. So I just love that scene. And then of course later when they're walking and he casually takes the ring out of his coat pocket as if he's been waiting for this moment for
Can
like
we,
forever.
yeah, Benny, can we talk about the fact that he made that ring? So he's a furniture, he's a designer. He designs wood furniture, custom made, etc. He makes the ring out of that wood, like carves it with so. And it's a lovely scene when they have shown, because this is when Lee Dong Wook's character is, right? He's going to propose with that ring. He's preparing for that moment, and he puts a small little lovely diamond right inside that wooden carved ring. I was like, handmade things, handmade gifts, like, even if it's a simple card and if somebody's just written my name on it. My nieces and nephews and my friends' kids have gifted us, me and Amit, a lot of handmade cards with weird drawings. You know how 2-year-olds can draw. I have a collection of those. I will never ever throw them because I just feel that somebody has created something for you, and that's very unique.
Handmade is always unique, and if it's made by the person who's actually giving it to you,
Yeah.
it definitely is. Yeah, I would not be able to do anything like that. I don't
Me
have any
neither.
of those skills,
Me
so
neither.
I
So for
very
me, it's big.
admirable and romantic.
It's big because it took me back to hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, where Hong Do Sik isn't, because he's not as well earning as his girlfriend is, right? Eugene is all this brand person, dentist, and she has a thing for materialistic branded stuff, and she buys herself a diamond necklace. And because he can't gift her that, he carves out a wooden jewelry necklace box for her and gives her. And it's a lovely scene. And I was like, oh my God, this is like another one to my favorite
Yeah.
scene.
No,
And
that was
you,
great.
great. And Yoo Hyun Suk's expressions when he takes that ring out are
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
adorable. So yeah,
No.
no girl is gonna say no.
No, I mean, you can't really go wrong with a good proposal scene in movies and shows. And especially when you add in this context, you know, it's something that he's made himself, but also it's something that he's been holding on to
For so long.
for so long, and he's just had it in his pocket all this time. So and of course the film's final scene is like, okay, she makes him propose, and then they cut to this very cute montage of all the characters, or at least most
Correct.
of the characters who portrayed Woo Jin in the film, with this really soaring romantic music. They kind of like walking over to her, and a few of them get to kiss Han Hye-joo, which I was just thinking from an actor's perspective, can you imagine? She just had to stand, because she really did. Because you could see, if you focus on Han Yuju in that whole montage, even as the characters or actors are changing, it was her. She was standing there, and she has to, like, you know, be there. And so I'm just imagining, man, what a day to shit. She all he had to do was stand, and all these actors would come, take their turn walking over. Some of them will come and kiss you. And it's like, that's to me, that's the most memorable scene from the film, because of how, like, I've never seen anything like that in any other movie or show. So I was like, that's just top notch. So great movie, great ending. I absolutely loved it. Oh, definitely one of my all-time favorite romantic movies, especially from Korea. And we'll give a rating, but I know you had a few outtakes, like some very logistical questions, which I think we should talk about before we wrap up.
So, see, like I said, in the drama, because she has an anchor personality for 3 weeks out of 4 weeks of a month, she can get a driving license. She can have a job. She can have a local security number, a passport ID. And, now it's a practical problem. My practical problem is when he's going to fall sick, right? It's not like he's going to be fit and fine. When you go to the doctor, what's going to happen? How will you identify yourself? When you're traveling, what driving license are you carrying? You cannot, in one day, you're not going to get a driving license issued. And he's not repeating his personalities.
Yeah.
He's a new personality every single time. So I think they didn't think through this a bit. I think he should have had some anchor
I
personality.
don't I no, I don't think it's not like they didn't think it through. I think they thought about it and said, screw it, who cares?
There are
You
very
just
few audience like
accept it.
Meenal who'll focus on these things. There'll be more like
Exactly.
Benny who'll focus on the
Yes,
romance.
forget the Meanles. We are catering to the Bennies of this world who will appreciate our story and who don't think too much about it.
How did he move to Prague? Because if he slept on the flight, if he slept on the flight, okay, he's not slept. I don't know how he's not slept on the flight. Anyway, but in Prague, if he's moving, constantly changing himself,
Yeah.
how is he getting the ID in a foreign country?
Also, they show like he gets his deliveries from all these delivery drivers or whatever. And in most of the scenes, it's the same driver, but he's delivering to a different person
Different
every
person
time.
every
If
time.
I'm the
How?
driver, I'm like, there's something super shady going on here.
Exactly. So my next question was, where are his nosy neighbors? He can't be in that
Yeah.
secluded area and
Yeah.
that
And
secluded factory.
he always chooses busy places, though. Like he was living in a big city, right, in Korea. And he's also living in a city in the Czech Republic. I'm like, you should choose a countryside or some remote area where
Because
you
hang
could actually
on.
make it work. Yeah.
Yeah, because if he was my neighbor, I would be lodging a complaint with my committee, building committee, saying,
No,
boss,
no.
something shady is going on. New people are coming out of this apartment all the time. Has it been sublet? What's going on? Who's staying there? I would be concerned for my own security, even if the person is harmless. Like, why are
Yeah.
so many people coming out of the same house? So, I'm sorry, my mind was all over
No, no.
the
Very practical questions, Mino. And the answer to that is you just have to suspend your disbelief in a movie like this. And it's fun to talk about, you know, the real world implications, but at the end of the day, I don't think this movie was meant to be like, you know, like this is exactly how they made it work. Like they do address some things, like, yeah, his work, like, you know, his best friend was kind of like the front man, so they didn't have to
Correct.
deal with too many of it. But obviously, if you dig too deep into these kind of concepts, like you, yeah, I mean that's a reason why this is not a real world
Exactly.
problem. This is not happening.
It's
We
never
would know
happening.
very quickly if this was an actual condition. So, all
Agreed.
right. We've talked a lot about it. It's time to give our ratings. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so I'll go 8 on 10 simply because
Okay.
I'm the 2 points I'm deducting simply because of the practicality like
Yes.
of it. But 8 on 10 performances. Will I go back rewatch it? Yes, I'll definitely watch rewatch some of the scenes. If people ask me for Han Yuju recommendation, it will be one of my topmost recommendations. And really wonderful. It was a great reco, Benny, and I thank you for that. So I really enjoyed the movie, and I would say
No.
people go watch it.
Yeah, no, thank you, because after you watched it and you posted about it, I was like, I have to go and watch this again. Like, and we should probably do an episode on it because it's been a while since I watched it and I was not disappointed on rewatch. My ratings are, I would give it 9 out of 10. I can accept the practical challenges to this film. But what I was still kind of unsure, not just unsure, kind of like, well, this was kind of like a cop out, is they don't resolve the main issue that broke them up
No,
in the first place.
they
Like,
don't.
I mean, she says, like, I won't go through it again. Well, you have no control over, like, let's say all your physical ailments start up again.
Correct.
People in Prague can still talk about, like, who is this person who's seen what this Korean lady's seen as
Correct.
a different person every time. And as you grow older, and in fact, the mother actually kind of brings up one good point, is like, if something bad happened to you, how would I even know?
Exactly. How would you know? How would you know?
Yeah, and it
Completely.
was
I
that
agree.
uncertainty. So in that way, the
It's
film doesn't really answer that. They kind of like just want you to leave with happy feelings, which is fine. I did
Yes.
want to leave with happy feelings, and they gave me that. But they don't do a good job of resolving the central challenge to this
Challenges, yeah.
whole thing. And so for that, only for that reason. But otherwise, if you love charming actors, beautiful actresses, and
Yeah.
just like a very unique concept rather than a run-of-the-mill love story, definitely watch it. And if you've not watched a lot of Korean content, this is like a good gateway into what makes K-drama and Korean movies so unique, because they take these
Correct.
concepts and actually make you feel, and not just like make you laugh, but also make you cry. And I think that's it doesn't happen too often. And again, like you said, it's a great showcase for Han Hyo Joo. And if our listeners, if you have watched the, if you're seeing her for the first time, check her out and love 911. This is another older film. I think it's probably even older than The Beauty Inside. And that's a more traditional, more conventional love, romantic comedy, but she is so good in it. She's very charming, and she hits it off with the lead, and even the side characters have like good roles in it. So, highly recommended. So, yeah, I think it's one of those movies that we both have actually liked.
Absolutely
That's
enjoyed,
not always been
yeah.
the case on this podcast, so it's always fun. So, anyway, I'm sure. Well, some of our next movies will probably not have the same consensus, but that's what we
Yes,
have the
but
podcast for,
yes.
to talk about it. To our listeners, thank you for listening. Please be sure to follow us on social media. Our handle is @_talkingtalkies. You can subscribe to the podcast for the latest episodes. We're not always regular, just because
Yeah.
we're really hobbyist podcasters, so you're not gonna have like a predictable set of episodes dropping. But know that when we do, we talk about the movies that have really impressed us and movies that are really worth talking about. So do stay tuned, give us feedback, yeah, so keep an eye out and a ear out for new episodes. But till then, this has been your host, Benny.
And Meenal.
And we'll see you at the next movie.